views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, you are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack. And let me introduce the actual star of the show. That would be my mom, Mary Jane Mack. She has had a very successful practice in Issaquah, Washington. She is a holistic intuitive. And what she does is a form of muscle testing to figure out what's going on in your body. And then recommends a nutrition protocol that gets in, cleans it up, gets you back to normal and feeling good again. So, unfortunately, my partner in crime is not in the studio with me today. She is calling in from the ranch. So, it's me and the boys, Benny and Taylor, who are going to hold my hand to get me through this. But now, let's say hello to Mary Jane.
Well, welcome, welcome. I'm here looking out my window with a herd of elk laying in my front yard, so that's pretty cool.
Well, that's very good. And let me just say, the reason Mary Jane is not in the studio today, she got a little overzealous gardening this weekend on Easter. So she's pulled a few muscles, so she's taking it easy, laying low, and taking her nutrition. So how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. It felt good to finally be outside working in the sunshine and digging in the dirt. And it was good. It was all worth it.
Well, good. Well,
brushing those horses. Got enough hair here. If I could sell horse hair, we could make some money on the side.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Well, today's topic is being proactive for you and your family's health. So I'll throw that back to Mary Jane. And you can go ahead and get us started.
All right. Well, first of all, what I wanted to talk about is there's a recent report out by Mayo Clinic that between 40 and 78% of all tests, all treatments, and procedures are of no value.
And shocking.
Pardon me?
That's shocking.
It is. But, most of these really good research studies come out of, like, Mayo Clinic or the big universities. So they're talking about their own people. So what it is, I'm sure out there people are listening who have gone to the emergency room or gone to the doctor when they were in a crisis and had tests done. So here you are, you're already really sick. So you go in, you have these tests done, and 90% of the time those tests come back really out of range. And it depends on what's going on with you. So remember, when you have blood tests and you have any type of exam, that is a picture of where you are at that moment. And so it's an indicator of that time. And the thing is that can change after you recover from that one incident and everything can go back to normal. For example, if you were to go to the emergency room in a gallbladder crisis, so now you don't know what's wrong, but your digestion's way off. You're feeling really sick. In my terms, it would be a gallbladder, but they may not even see that. They may not come up with gallbladder. But they'll do all kinds of blood tests, and when you have a gallbladder issue, when you have blood tests, you'll have all your liver enzymes will be way out of whack. And so when they see those liver enzymes out of whack, now they're thinking, oh, you're in liver failure. And I've had this, so many people go to the doctor and have this happen to them. And so the thing is, you have to be proactive and not, and know that those results are temporary.
So don't panic
when
they come in and say it's your liver or this is way off or this is way high, because it's a result of, I'd say, 80% of the time, something that's already going on in your body.
Exactly. For example, another case was I had a client who, he was actually passing a liver stone, and he became jaundiced, and he got scared him totally because it came on very sudden. He went to the emergency room, and the first doctor he saw said, "Oh my gosh, you look really bad. I think you could have multiple organ cancer." Now, that's when he first saw him at the beginning of that visit. He was in the emergency room for 8 hours now, thinking he was dying of cancer. And when all his blood values were way high, out of alignment, totally out of alignment. And then he called me after that, and we put him on a nutrition program. And within 2 weeks, when he went back for all his tests, everything was totally normal. So, and the other part of that is, when a doctor says you have multiple organ cancer, your emotions take a hit. So now that goes deep into your subconscious, and people don't realize how much that affects them later. How, you know, it's like hearing somebody died.
Oh, yeah, the emotion gets trapped, and then that's, if you don't take care of that, that can create other problems down the line. Let me just say, Mary Jane will be taking your questions. If you should have a question about your health or a family member's health or a pet's health, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 with any of your health questions. So if you've been to a doctor recently and just can't seem to get an answer or pinpoint anything, go ahead and give us a call, and Mary Jane will tap in and see what she comes up with.
So when you do go to a doctor, what I'm saying is that to be proactive for your health. You are in charge, not anyone else. So you're the one that should, and you should be asking the question. And always have a family member with you or a friend with you to hear, have another set of ears. And take notes. Because if you're in a doctor's office, you only hear part of what they're saying. You think you're going to remember it all, but you don't.
Well, and everybody interprets things differently, so having that other family member, too, they may be hearing something different. So
exactly.
And I think a lot of people are intimidated when they're in a doctor's office thinking that, you know, this is a person of authority who has my best interest at heart, but sometimes that's not the case.
Well, you know, everything is electronic now. They put everything in on the computers, and I've been with a family member going into the doctor, and when they pulled up his records on the computer, they had major discrepancies that did not apply to this person. And they were major. If you don't double-check what they're talking about, that stays on your record, and they think you may have all these other major illnesses. So you have to be aware and go over those records and know exactly what they're talking about. Now, a lot of doctors will send you a copy of what they do so that you could be proactive and know exactly what's going on. And they even have, you could email them, you could get all your blood work, all your reports immediately, and instead of trying to get it by telephone calls. And then you could, the thing is, when you have any tests done, you should always keep the records of all those tests. You should put them in a folder, and then you have them if you have to go for another referral, or you have them for your own records. And when I see people going, when people have emergencies and they've gone into the doctor, and then they come into my office, what I do is work with that and figure out exactly what's going on, what caused those blood tests to be abnormal, and then test the body, see where the body's at, and use a nutrition protocol to correct that imbalance, and then send them back to the doctor after an appropriate time and get retested.
A lot of times the medical world is treating the symptoms and not finding the cause, and that's exactly what Mary Jane does. She goes to the root cause because your body tells her. Again, we are taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. It's time for us to take a short break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. And looks like we're going to go to the phones. We have Elsie. Hi, Elsie. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. What is your question for Mary Jane?
Well, it's about the monthly woman cycle.
Okay.
It's getting for me to the point where it hurts so much. I throw up. I can't walk straight. I have to crawl sometimes out of bed. And I get so lightheaded that I almost pass out.
Well, that does not sound fun at all. Mary Jane?
That's a calcium imbalance. You're not metabolizing calcium. And what you need is flax oil. You have actually too much calcium in your blood and not enough calcium in your tissue. So flax oil transfers that calcium out of the blood into the tissue, and that's why you have all that pain. You have the muscle cramping.
What kind of oil?
Flax oil. So what we do in our office is I would check you and balance you out and figure out you need a little bit of calcium, but not a lot. But you need more flax oil to balance you, and then that would be your first thing. And then it's the pain that's making you sick. So that's your main issue. So that's pretty easy.
Yeah. And okay, it's amazing what a difference. What's the oil again? I'm sorry.
Flax oil. You don't have enough. You have too much calcium in your blood, and it doesn't. It's not transferred into the tissue because you need flax oil. So that's
okay. And can I buy that somewhere?
Well, when you come to our office, what we do is I check you and exactly figure out exactly what you need, and it has to be a good quality in order to get you balanced. So give our office a call, and we'll figure out your formula and get you straightened out, because you sound like you're pretty far out of balance there. All right?
Do you guys give phone consultations?
Yes, we do. Call Rhonda. Okay. Nancy, give her.
I will go ahead and give you that number, Elsie. It is 888-777-4232. And you can call Mary Jane's office and talk to Rhonda. If you should get the answering machine, just leave a message. That means Rhonda's on the other line, and she'll get right back to you.
And we do.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Elsie. Yes, Mary Jane does do phone consultations. She has clients all over the United States. So you do not need to go live in the Seattle area in order to see her. You can just go ahead and set up a phone consultation. And again, Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. And again, she is taking your calls and answering your questions. And if you'd like to ask Mary Jane a question, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Okay, Mary Jane.
It could be about you, your family, or
pets.
Animals.
She does pets. She does dogs, cats.
Horses.
Horses. Horses are her favorite, but dogs, cats. She's done amazing things. I mean, she did an amazing thing with my dog, who's no longer with us. But, yeah, dogs and animals, I think, respond a lot quicker because they don't have all that emotional stuff. But
well, it's not always as complicated as it seems.
No, just like Elsie's, you know, problem.
Exactly.
It's very simple. It's a way of getting directly to what is the cause instead of the symptoms. So,
well, and some of the other things that I see with when people go into the doctors and they have, for example, irregular pap smears or positive papilloma tests, breast biopsies that are they might have cysts and have a tendency toward cancer. I see many of these people after they've been diagnosed, and then what I do is put them on a program. I can tell if we can help you, your body will show that. Your body has all the answers. So I only do what your body tells me. And so when I'm testing for those things, like, say, an irregular pap smear, when I test the cervix, it will tell me exactly what nutrition you need to heal that. And that is probably one of the easiest things to heal, that we do that all the time. Another thing is I've had people who've had breast biopsies and they were diagnosed with cancer, and they were the doctor wanted to do a mastectomy within a few weeks. And when I saw them, according to my testing, I felt that they needed to be on a nutrition program and absolutely get a second opinion. And this person that came to me, she got on the nutrition program. And the other doctor said she could wait 6 weeks before the mastectomy. So I wasn't, I always leave it up to them and to what they'll do with their doctor. And so I suggest that you do a nutrition program for 6 weeks. That's what her body recommended. And then also get another opinion. And she did that, and when she got the other opinion, she did not have cancer, and she's had repeated mammograms over the past year, and her final test after a year, she was totally clear, and there was no cancer that showed up from that very first time. So it's be proactive at looking at your options are, and anything I do only helps. If you're on medications or you're working with your doctor, whatever I do for you only makes that work better. Because when you're on a lot of medications and they keep putting you on more medications, it's because your body is so nutritionally deficient. It can't handle it. That's why you need another drug.
But well, and a lot of times the drugs are supposedly taking care of the symptoms and not going to the cause. So that's, in effect, creating even more problems and more symptoms, because if you're like me and you're at home watching TV and you see the advertisements for the drug companies come up that cure, let's say, depression, but then you have, you know, 20 to 30 other possible side effects that you could get from the drug.
Well, and not only that, in today's medical world, you don't see one doctor. You see a doctor for every problem. And every doctor prescribes something. So now you're on 10 or 12 drugs, and they all have major side effects. And then people are wondering why they're so tired, why they can't function, why they gain weight. It's because their body is totally in a synthetic world working off the drugs. And there are all kinds of apps or information online that you could look up these medications and look up the interactions and see exactly what they're doing for you. Sometimes the doctors don't even remember what they do.
Yeah, and some of the, like I said, some of the side effects are actually mind-boggling. I would prefer just to go it alone without having suicidal thoughts or suicidal tendencies for some of these drugs. And let's say there are a lot of good medical doctors out there who are more than happy to work with you and you know, get a program going that's right for you. And so Mary Jane's able to work with you and your medical doctor to find something that works and gets you back on the road to health.
Well, anytime you're adding another drug, you're not solving the problem. You're creating another problem, maybe with the drugs you're on.
And isn't it true if your digestion is off and you're taking drugs that you're actually, they're not doing anything because your body can't absorb the actual?
Most people are totally out of balance. And then here's the other thing. When you go to your doctor, do they ever talk about what you eat, what you drink, what you take in? I have not heard that. I don't even hear that in the hospital. And so those are major concerns with your health, exercise, things that you need to do to change where you are. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same result. And a drug isn't going to make it better.
Right. There is no such thing as the cure-all pill, unfortunately, today. And it would be nice if people actually, if you were in the hospital, that people kind of talked to you about your diet and other things that might help you stay healthier or get you to that point of being healthy.
Well, I think the best thing to do is to be proactive for yourself and look up your information. Because, again, when you're taking listening to certain people, those may not be all the right things to do. There are great nutrition experts and people online that you could get information from that will totally change who you are. And it's easy. The paleo diet is a remarkable, easy program to follow, and it works every time. It's just good food.
Yeah, well, can you go ahead and name some of those foods? It's clean food, isn't it?
Well, it's all protein, all different types of protein.
Avocados.
Fruits and vegetables, all fresh fruits and vegetables. Basically, it's no dairy and no wheat. But remember, if you do a program, even if you did it 80% of the time the way the program is designed, and then you made other choices once in a while, that's fine. You don't always have to be 100%. It's called life. But you have to find a program that you can follow. And that what I see is the paleo, they have lots of great recipes. People are very happy that they have their whole families on that program, and they love it.
Well, it's just good, clean eating.
And if you have high cholesterol or high blood values, any inflammatory disease, everything comes down to normal being on that program. And even if you, like say, if you had drugs and did what you want, or just did the paleo and no drugs, you would have probably better results than what you do with the drugs.
Well,
because it's actually changing your body and getting your body healthy.
Again, if you have a question for Mary Jane about yourself, a family member, she is taking your calls. You can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you would like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can give our office a call at 888-777-4232 and talk to Rhonda. Again, if you get the answering machine, don't worry. It means Rhonda's on the other line and she will be calling you back.
You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause
how would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going.
Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Got to thank Benny for the music. Keeping me dancing in my chair.
Much appreciated. Got to keep it grooving through the early part of the afternoon.
I appreciate that, Benny. All right. We have a caller. Julie, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Okay, so they found a mass in my cul-de-sac last November, and I didn't have insurance, so I started doing all the energy work myself. What am I thinking? What am I attracting? With the assumption that it was, you know, cancer. Anyway, I think I've come a long ways, and I do have another doctor appointment now. I got insurance in a couple of weeks, but I was just wondering what your sense was.
Where did you say it was?
They said the cul-de-sac, It's right in between the vagina and the rectum.
Oh, okay, okay. And they said it was a mass?
Yeah, that's what the doctor said.
What did they want you to do at that time?
She wanted me to go see a colonoscopy, somebody do colonoscopy,
yeah,
or however you say it, and then she wanted to do surgery. But she said it was 50-50.
Well, it doesn't test really low numbers. It scores a 7, which is not bad. And then, let's see. So you probably have some bacteria in there. And do you have any pressure or feel anything in there?
No, I haven't really felt it. There is a correlation if I start to get anxious. Then I notice a little twinge. So that's why I thought it was my thinking.
Well, you know, it's always emotional. Emotional is the foundation,
yeah,
of everything. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you do have something in there, and it could be from bacteria. And but the number doesn't score really bad, like a 2 or 3. The number's a 7. So like what I would do is check you and figure out what nutrition you need to totally clean that up. And maybe it was worse when you went to the doctor the first time. So what you do is, are you going back to the same doctor or a different doctor?
No, a different doctor.
Okay, that's good. And then just get it checked out and listen to what they have to say and trust your intuition.
Yes, I want to ask you one more thing. I noticed in my left breast I have like a little thing there, and I'm going to have her check that out. But somebody, a psychic, was telling me it was sugar. And it was interesting that I had, you know, and I ate too much sugar. And I'm wondering about that one, too.
I'm not picking anything up there. I'm not picking up
anything. Yeah.
Where is it exactly?
The
top would
breath,
be 12 o'clock.
Let's see. Oh, okay. It's almost like the center, right where the nipple is, going straight back. And I noticed it, like, if I'll start to cough and it kind of twinges a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. The very center, it's coming from your bladder. Your bladder and your kidney. So it's a bladder kidney issue. When you have bladder and kidney issues, it could cause, like, little cysts in there.
Okay.
So that's easy to take care of. What we do is check out, just put you on nutrition for your kidney and bladder, and that'll clean up the breast. So it's
perfect.
Not just in, you know, that's not the cause. Coming from the kidney and bladder. It's easy to take care of. It's easy to take care of.
Oh, wonderful.
So
cool.
Give us
okay,
a call.
I have to call your office.
Yeah, get checked out by your doc. But that's all. And it could even be connected somewhat to that other spot in the colon, in that area. Sometimes the bladder and kidney can be involved there, too. So it'd be easy to turn around. So you're doing a good job with what you're doing.
Thank you, Julie, and good luck to you. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can give her office a call at 888-777-4232. If you'd like to ask Mary Jane a question, that leaves another phone line open. You can call 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to throw it back to you, Mary Jane.
All right. So the other thing is, when you're if you do go to the doctor and they recommend medication, be aware. Say you have a family member that's on medication and you're going with them. Remember, you know, the most popular drug most people are on is blood pressure medications, because the doctors, you hit a certain limit and they check it one time and they'll put you on blood pressure medication. Now, in my experience, I've taken a family member to the doctor, and each time I took him, the blood pressure was way out of whack. And we're at home, I have 2 different cuffs, and it was totally normal. So I mentioned to the doctor that I felt their blood pressure cuffs weren't accurate, and they actually were going to recalibrate them. So you have to, if you go to the doctor and your blood pressure is high, well, sometimes it's high just from going
nerves
to the doctor. Make sure that you get an accurate testing other times with a good blood pressure cuff, and check to see what it is when you're calm and quiet, and make sure it's a blood pressure cuff that's accurate. So you can sometimes you have, everybody has blood pressure cuffs. Maybe you have a friend that has one, or you go to the fire. Sometimes even going to the fire department, though, you get nervous about getting it taken. So just be aware that one or two high blood pressures doesn't mean that's normal for you, especially if in the past it's been low. So before going on medications, look at what you're doing, look at what you're eating, look at what you're, if you're exercising. There's simple things you could do to change that.
And I think just knowing what your normal blood pressure is, you know,
absolutely,
having that in the back of your head. So if you do go to the doctor, and it's obviously, like you said, going to the doctor would be a little bit high, just anxiety and, you know, being in the actual office. But if you know what that blood pressure is, and then all of a sudden it's skyrocketed there, I think the first thing they do want to do is put you on blood pressure medication.
Oh, absolutely.
And you won't, and you don't need it. A lot of times you don't need it at all. But again,
no, that's why you really have to be proactive. And you just from one incident, you don't want to be jumping into being on drugs. And like I said, you have to have it taken somewhere else outside the doctor and keep a record, keep a reading of what it is so you know.
And I forgot to mention, those of you who may not know, Mary Jane has a background in nursing, so she has a blood pressure cuff at home. I get mine checked regularly, and it's very low. But it's normal for me.
Well, that mine has always been low all my life. So, but having it checked outside the doctor is a good technique. The other thing that when you go to the doctor and you have a cholesterol test and their cholesterol's up, don't be so anxious to let them put you on cholesterol medication. Today, their standards, they've lowered the standards so low, and that's because they have so many drug lobbyists working in Washington to help regulate that. But cholesterol, you know, an average of 225 is not that bad. And sometimes cholesterol is a protection for you. It protects you from cancer. It protects you from disease. And you don't necessarily want to just go in and knock out that cholesterol when it's on the low side anyway. So do your research. Read. There's a Dr. Mercola's website. He has lots of good information and research on all different types of topics. So educate yourself so you're not just at somebody's mercy.
You don't get into the panic situation and, yeah.
Well, you can make an informed decision.
Buy into the fear. I think it's mostly fear.
Yeah.
When you hear certain things from a doctor.
Well, and then you ask, do I really need this drug? Or what are my alternatives? What lifestyle things can I change? And then another thing you need to remember is if you do get prescription drugs, if anybody is on a prescription drug or your family, and then the drug seems to be working and then you go in and get it refilled, well, when you go get it refilled, they can use a different generic drug. And if you're taking it for blood pressure, one blood pressure drug might work fine, and you take it in and you think you have the same thing, but the shape is different, the size is different. It's because a different generic company makes it. And at the pharmacies, when they buy their drugs, they buy the lowest bid. So they don't always have the same drugs. And that can be a major problem. If you have high blood pressure and you go get another drug, one worked fine, and then you take the other one and it doesn't work, now they're increasing it, they're changing the amount. And so just by being aware of paying attention to what you're getting can help you to decide if that's the proper proper medication to take.
Now, if you do get something different, how can you get that change back to the original drug? Do you have to go to a different pharmacy? Do you call your doctor?
Well, I had that experience with somebody, and the pharmacy said that they didn't have that other drug. And so when the person went back to the doctor and told the doctor said, well, you could take the pill if you have one left and go from pharmacy to pharmacy and find out who has it.
And
so
that's not very helpful. Yeah, you would think that there would be some kind of consistency.
There's not.
At least with your medications.
Well, that's the difference between generic drugs and patent. I mean, drugs from the drug company. The drugs from the drug company have to be a consistent They're all the same. When they're generic, they're made by any company, and basically they could put anything they want in it. So it's not every pill is the same.
Yeah, I don't understand that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but I do need to. That's an interesting thing that we can talk about when we come back. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a short break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You, beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with my mom, but only on the phone, Mary Jane Mack, because she is calling in from the ranch today.
Looking at the elk in the front yard.
Are they still there?
Yes, they are.
That is awesome.
About 13 of them.
Wow. Is it sunny or is it raining?
It's sunny, partly sunny here.
Wow.
Good.
Great job. Okay.
So let me talk about what's in the packaging. We're talking about the generic drugs.
Well, I've noticed I've had to go get a prescription filled for someone, and they said, do you want generic or the real thing? Well, God, who doesn't want the real thing? I don't want generic. I want the real thing. It's like ketchup for me. Well, I have to have the real ketchup.
The real thing is much more expensive than the other, but you're actually, it's better to get the real thing. At least you know what you're getting.
Well, let that's why people have insurance.
Well, insurance will pay. Some people don't have all that the insurance pay for the whole thing. Anyway, for example, let's talk about Biotics Research products. Those are the products that I use in my office. And their lab, they have a lab, and when they get products in, they test those products, and they have certain standards they have to pass in order to be used in their plant. So if they are off in any area, those products are rejected, and then they go down the line to the next nutrition company. And then if they're rejected there, then they keep going down the line till somebody will take them and use them. By the time the products get to like what we call vitamin houses, those are basically the bottom of the barrel. That's like synthetic vitamins. There's not much in them. So when you have the top products quality in the product, in the bottle, for example, like Biotics Research, when you examine all the pills in that bottle, in one bottle, they will be almost identical, off by very, very tiny, tiny bit from pill to pill, if at all. When you go down to the other companies, then that's how it's the quality of the products they're using changes, and then you start not getting the same quality in every pill you're taking.
We got the generic issue. I'm gonna just hold that thought, Mary Jane. We have a caller. We have Noreen on the line. Hi, Noreen. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, I just recently had a flare-up of what they call the sebaceous cyst. And I've had them before in other years, and what causes it? What's going on?
What causes it is staph.
It's what?
Basically staph-related, bacteria. And the original thing is it comes from the kidney. Whenever people have cysts, they always have a kidney issue. So if you don't correct the kidney issue, the bacteria, you don't get rid of it.
Is it something that, because I had surgery done when my daughter, who is now, I mean, this was like 30-some years ago, and I got an infection in that incision.
Okay.
Can that still be in my body?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. But what I get is it's coming from your right kidney, and your right kidney is kind of got sludge in it. It's also inflamed. So you have to take care of that along with probably another product for your immune system to get rid of the total thing.
Okay.
So it's like it's not just treating the cyst. It's like what's causing that.
Right,
And going after the kidney and cleaning that up. And then you'll get rid of it.
Okay.
So and then you don't want that in your kidney. You don't want kidneys that are inflamed or irritated like that, because it can affect a lot of things in your body.
Yeah.
So give us a call and we'll take care of you.
Okie doke.
Great. Thank you, Noreen.
Thanks, Mary Jane. Have
You're
a great
welcome.
Day.
You're welcome. Look forward to it. Okay.
So bye. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. Again, you do not have to live in the Seattle area. Mary Jane does a lot of phone consultations, and she will treat you exactly the same as if you were to walk through her office door. Okay, Mom, I'll let you. Do you have that thought there about the products again?
Well, the products are, it's what's in the bottle. I mean, and what's in the bottle, in the product, that's why when I use Biotics Research products, we have a specific result. I know that when I start somebody on a program, it's exactly what they need. It's fine-tuned just for them. And in so many weeks, we have predictable results as long as they're taking the products. And so I always know that they're, by doing the numbers and where they're at, that they're going in the right direction, and we balance everything. And often when you take care of the main issue, you could have 15 different types of symptoms. And when you take care of the main issue, all the others will go away. So identifying where your symptoms are coming from, taking care of the core issue, using the proper nutrition products, you could be on your way to excellent health and feeling good all the time.
Oh, that's great. I think we have, I want you to tell the one quick story about one of your clients who was urinating blood.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a client that was urinating blood, and he went in to see his doctor. And first he called the doctor and said he didn't have to come in for a couple of weeks because they didn't have time. And then he decided he went to another doctor. And when the doctor saw the amount of blood in the urine, he said, "Oh, my gosh, I think you have bladder cancer." Once again, scare the person to death. So now he's on his way to the hospital to see another doctor thinking he's got bladder cancer. And
was actually admitted into the hospital as well.
He was. He was. And he is a client of mine, and he probably had moved some stones. So when they went in to clean out the urethra and look in the bladder, he had some stones in there that were irritating the bladder. And so they cleaned that out, but he still was irritated quite a bit and was bleeding. And so after the doctors had a discrepancy between a couple different doctors, and he was still taking his nutrition while he was in the hospital. And when he came home, and then after he was home, things settled down, and he went back to the doctor in 5 days, and he was totally, totally normal. No problem. Everything was okay. But he had moved stones, and those stones really irritated his bladder, and they can cause, and if they hit in the right spot and irritate a blood vessel, you could bleed quite a bit.
So again, just another story of it's not really what it seems.
Exactly, because they thought it could have been a major prostate problem. I mean, they were looking at major issues, and as soon as it settled down and he had time to recuperate, everything was fine.
Well, the thing I like is I used to work in my mom's office, and to see the people come in and the miracles that can happen, and it's so quick and it's so easy, and you do get the results, and it's not always what you think it is. So that's why I think my mom's pretty great, even if she wasn't my mom.
It's not always what you think it is, but it always makes sense to them when I explain it.
Yeah.
Because all the pieces fit, and they'll say, "Oh, I know I had that before," and it all connects, so it all makes sense.
All right, Mary Jane, do you have any final words that you'd like to give your listeners?
Be proactive about your health. Remember, you're in charge. Stand in your own power. Ask questions and trust your own intuition and stay on the road to health.
Well, great. I'd like to thank everybody for listening today. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can give her office a call at 888-777-4232. Thank you all for listening. I'd like you all to tune in today to Press Play Radio with Taylor.
Oh, yes.
At 4 o'clock, 11:50 a.m. They're going to be talking hockey. Go Blackhawks.
Check out our Facebook page.
Yes, and go to Mary Jane's Facebook page. It's MaryJaneMack.com. Thank you all, and hope you have a great day.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC.
For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.